On November the 21st, 1974, two terrorist bombs exploded in Birmingham. 21 people were killed and 167 injured. This is how most tall buildings are demolished. It's considered a safe method which can save time and money. Throughout the country, tower blocks, chimneys, bridges, and industrial buildings are blown down. The Birmingham Women's Hospital is one of the busiest maternity hospitals in the country, with more than 6,000 babies born here every year. The scan department is where families see their baby for the first time. The North Midlands Police helicopter, which serves Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire, has just completed its first year of service. There are now five helicopters funded by police forces across the Midlands. In India, they call him Dr. G, and he's about to embark on a marathon operating session at a 100-year-old mission hospital. 10 a day for 4 days. George Daniels is preparing for a reunion with his wartime commanding officer. It'll be no ordinary reunion. They were no ordinary soldiers. They were among the first members of the Special Air Service, the SAS. 60 years ago, they joined an elite force of commandos that developed into one of the most feared, most respected, and most secretive regiments in the world. Education, health, opportunity. Once, rural Maasai families only dreamed of these. Once, they had little access to schools and basic medical care. Once, the children of Kilgoris, Kenya, had little hope for the future. But once is no more. Through partnership with the Kilgoris Project, these children now dream big dreams. They plan for the future.